On May 17, 1974, car bombs in Dublin and Monaghan killed 35 people. The Ulster Volunteer Force is believed to have been behind the attack. Ireland was known for the Troubles for decades. While the IRA may be the best known terrorist group, it was not the only one. My best friend growing up in London, Ontario, was also my neighbor, Kevin O'Keefe. As his name suggests, he was Irish. While he and his siblings were born in Canada, both his parents emigrated from Ireland. One parent was from Belfast, the other from the Republic of Ireland, but for the life of me, I don't remember which was which. The whole family was very Roman Catholic. Kevin told me once of a visit to his ancestors' homeland and of going out at night in Belfast, dodging night patrols as they scampered over the rooftops. I don't think he or his brother were engaged in anything illegal, let alone violent, but I would imagine it was dangerous nonetheless. As someone who spent a professional life in intelligence and counterterrorism, it would have proven ironic in hindsight if my bosom buddy turned out to be an IRA extremist. P.S. Don't worry, Kevin. I'm pretty sure we did not have any files on you. The story of the Troubles, as that time period is known in Ireland, has been told many, many times by much more eloquent people than me, so I have no intention of recreating it. For most of us, the main terrorist actor would be the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, and that organization was indeed behind countless attacks on security forces and civilians. The story is more complicated than that, however. Fighting against the IRA were a variety of groups, not as important as the Ulster Volunteer Force, or UVF, a Northern Ireland militia formed in 1966 and active for three decades. Note, Ulster is the term which refers to the six counties in the northern part of Ireland which remained loyal to Britain. The UVF killed more than 300 people over its existence. It was formed in 1966 to combat what it saw as the rise in Irish nationalism centered on the 50th anniversary of the 1916 Easter Uprising. On this day in 1974, the UVF is believed to have been behind the single largest terrorist attack in the entirety of the Troubles. 35 people were killed and more than 300 wounded in car bombs detonated in Dublin and Monaghan. No one was ever arrested in this atrocity, despite continuing allegations of collusion between the UVF responsible and elements of the British Security and Intelligence Services. When we discuss terrorism in an objective way, it is important to recognize that it is complicated. It is rarely ever as simple or obvious as presented. The Troubles lasted a long time, and there's enough blame to go around on multiple sides.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.